Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Germaine. Jesus and his apostles ate supper together in an upper room. It was their last supper together before Jesus was taken and crucified. Jesus prepared his disciples, his apostles, for his departure from them. Listen to John chapter 13, beginning at verse 33. Jesus said, "Little children, I shall be with you a little while longer. You will seek me, and as I said to the Jews, where I am going, you cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow me afterward." Peter said to him, "Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for your sake." Jesus answered him, "Will you lay down your life for my sake? Most assuredly, I say to you, the rooster shall not crow till you have denied me 3 times. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask me in my name, I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live. You will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you." John chapter 13, verses 33 through John chapter 14, verse 20. Jesus knew that he would be betrayed that night and taken to be crucified. Jesus Messiah prepared his disciples for his departure from this earth to go back to heaven. Jesus told them that they would follow him afterward, later. Jesus comforted his disciples. Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." John chapter 14, verses 1 and 2. Yes, there are many mansions in the heavenly New Jerusalem that Jesus Messiah has prepared for his faithful disciples. Do you want to have eternal life in the heavenly New Jerusalem? Jesus promised that his faithful disciples will be able to be with him. Jesus said, "I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." John chapter 14, verse 3. Thomas asked to know the way to where Jesus was going. Listen to John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John chapter 14, verse 6. Yes, Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ, is the way to the heavenly New Jerusalem. He is the only way. No one comes to the Father except through Jesus Messiah. Sin is what separates a person from God. Only Jesus Messiah died for our sins, was buried, and raised on the third day. Only the blood of Jesus Messiah was given for the remission, for the forgiveness of our sins. There is redemption from sin only in the blood of Jesus Messiah. There is only one way to heaven, Jesus Messiah. Will you follow him on the narrow way? Broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many go that way. But narrow is the way to life, and few there be that find it. God has spoken to us through his Son, Jesus Messiah. Jesus is the truth. The truth came through Jesus Messiah. He is the Word. All truth came through Messiah. The apostles were guided into all truth by the Holy Spirit, John chapter 16, verse 13. The truth can set you free, free from the slavery of sin. John chapter 8, verse 32 and following. The truth is embodied in the person of Jesus Messiah. Jesus is the life. Jesus had said to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Do you believe this? John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. Jesus gives eternal life to those who hear him and follow him. John chapter 10, verses 27 and 28. Will you have eternal life? Will you hear the words of Jesus and follow him, believe in him and live in him? John chapter 5, verses 24 through 29. Your body will die, but you can have eternal life in the heavenly New Jerusalem. Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us." Jesus told Philip and the others, "He who has seen me has seen the Father. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me?" John chapter 14, verses 9 and 10. The deity of Jesus the Messiah, the Christ, is clearly stated. Do you believe in him? Jesus Messiah, the Son of God, is in the Father, and the Father is in him. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 30, "I and my Father are one." Listen to Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. "For in him," in Christ, "dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. What is the proof of this? Jesus said to his apostles, "Believe me, that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. John chapter 14, verse 11. Yes, the works, the miracles, the signs that the Father did in Jesus proved it. Eyewitnesses wrote what they saw. God in Jesus healed the sick, gave sight to the blind. He gave hearing to the deaf. He raised the dead to life. Will you believe in Jesus, Messiah, the Son of God? Listen to what Jesus said to his disciples that evening. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me because I live, and you will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. John chapter 14, verses 19 and 20. When Jesus, Messiah, was raised from the dead and appeared to his apostles, at that day, they knew that Jesus, Messiah, was in the Father. His resurrection was the proof. Would you be in Messiah Jesus? How does one who believes come into Christ, into Messiah? Listen to Romans chapter 6, verse 3. Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? If you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, you can be baptized into him, baptized into his death. You can be buried with him in baptism, then raised up to a new life. Listen to Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Baptism is a burial with Jesus, Messiah, the Christ, and a resurrection to a new life. But notice that faith must come before baptism. Baptism is through faith, your own faith. Listen to Colossians chapter 2, verse 12. Buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. Colossians chapter 2, verse 12. Will you, through your own faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, be buried with him in the watery grave of baptism and raised up out of the water to walk in newness of life, eternal life? Listen to Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. Amen. If you would like to get a free New Testament, a free Bible, a book, Origin of the Cosmos, a free English improvement course, or a Bible course, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, Postal Index Zip Code 73083, United States of America. That is Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. He plunged me to